Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson, and here we are for yet another Sunday. We're rolling right into our third year here, and man, how the time has flown, and my, how the time has dragged sometimes too, hasn't it? Here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
And how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well. Another beautiful day in Jefferson.
Yes, it is, and it's cooled off a little bit. You know, we're only high 90s and low 100s now, and that's a little bit cooler for us.
It's almost tolerable.
Almost tolerable, yeah. Those last couple of weeks were, wow.
They were rough.
Yeah, but that's what you get for living here.
That's,
you
know, right. That's part of paradise.
3 or 4 month period, I'm going, what am I doing here?
I'm in Hades.
Yeah. Oh, but things have been rolling along at a lightning pace for Jefferson. You know, the committees are really finding their legs. They're getting together. A couple of them have already had their first meetings and mm-hmm. their conference calls. They're getting up and going and geared up and getting things done. And that's exciting to see.
And we're finding out who the leaders are too. You know, people are stepping up and taking the bull by the horns and saying, okay, yeah, let's get this going. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, and it's, you know, some people that we knew were there that kind of needed a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of enablement to do it, mm-hmm. and others we had no idea.
That's right.
And it's exciting to see that cream rise to the top. And, you know, as we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, the brilliance of the people that are operating, you know, I've kind of been a fly on the wall on a couple of committee things, and, you know, especially with the Constitution, the guys that are discussing the Constitution and drafting things and, you know, bringing up different points from different constitutions is, that's exciting.
That's good.
And, you know, some of the things that are in constitutions that you would have no idea, these different state concepts. You know, one of the ones that I've been looking at is Wyoming. And, you know, we always made the argument on Reynolds versus Sims, well, Wyoming, in a way, has already kind of settled part of this, where they were Niobrara County versus the state of Wyoming, went to the Supreme Court and said, hey, we're entitled to representation in each county, and they won that case.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught a lot of, oh, no, they didn't. But it's actually in the Wyoming Constitution now that each county shall be the representative district and shall have a minimum of one assembly member and one Senate member. So if Wyoming can do it,
why can't anybody else?
Why can't we?
That's right.
You know, and you know, we're looking at different pieces of different things. You know, there was one, I think, in Kentucky that I really liked that said no arbitrary law shall ever exceed the sovereign right of an individual. All kinds of these different exciting things that are going on, and watching the back and forth and the discussion, it's exciting.
That's good. And it all boils back to why we're doing it in the first place.
Yeah, it is taking our destiny once again into our own hands.
Yeah. It's about representation. And for us, and specifically in California, dilution of vote.
You know, horrible. Dilution of vote.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, when the next worst state is almost 200% better on their voter representation than we are, there's a big, big problem.
Well, it was almost 400%.
That,
I mean, when you really they were crunching the numbers, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how worse off we are.
Yeah. Like,
and that's number 49. We're at number 50 and beyond.
We're at number 50 at a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know,
like, and 50 is a bad thing. 50 is not a good thing. We want to be at number one or closer to that. We could hover around number one.
We
that would
be
fine.
Number one at everything that we can do.
We have the opportunity.
We do. And California used to work towards that end, that work towards that achievement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to be proud to be the fruits and the nuts of the country because we were the number one fruits and nuts in the country at everything. And somewhere we lost our way.
Yeah, we raised the fruits and the nuts, so to speak, and exported them and consumed them here locally and abroad or throughout the U.S. That's what we used to do.
Yeah, our number one export is now insanity. Yay, I'm proud of that one.
And how does that earn you anything? It doesn't.
We apologize, Colorado.
We took number one away from them, is that what you said?
Well, we exported a lot of those people over there.
Oh, that too.
So, but no, the fantastic things and that are going on and getting geared up towards the next assembly early in October.
Mm-hmm.
And things that are going to be, you know, our initial rally was to get everything kind of jump-started and kick-started into gear and get everything working. You know, the hopes for the October rally is really this will be our first kind of functional assembly, you know, where we've had counties that are already electing their representatives for the county assembly, for the legislative assembly,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting. Each county's kind of picking their own method on how to select their candidates and things like that. A couple of them have already selected their representatives. And that's going to be very exciting to watch how that body comes together and starts to cooperate and starts to work together and kind of guide the ship.
Right, right.
So,
and the different ways counties are going to come to that. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the more heavily populated counties are going to have different opportunities or challenges than the least populated, which will have challenges. So, you know, it's going to be challenging all the way through. But, you know, if it was easy, it would have been done a long time ago, or maybe not.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that out, and we're going through the process. Everybody has a learning curve. Everybody has opportunity to participate. And for those who are going to step back and just wait for things to happen, get out there and participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make it happen. Put your fingerprints on it.
Absolutely.
Throw an idea out there. You just never know what passion for you will come out of the process.
And take comfort in knowing that we are driving the enemy crazy.
Yes.
We really are. I'm a bit of a spy on the enemy. I like to know what they're doing and watch them and have seen some of the communications back and forth. While they're trying to act very calm and very nonchalant and, oh, it's no big deal, trust me, behind the scenes, they're going a little nuts over this, going, oh, my God, these people aren't going away. They're still here. They're bigger than, you know, they're bigger than they were before. We thought they were dead. And it's kind of fun to watch the panic.
We're the itch they can't scratch.
Yeah, they can't get at it.
They can't reach it.
The virus is spreading.
Yes. And the beauty of that is more people are coming in and learning. And some people are coming in that already have a lot of good knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen before they participate. Well, that's all well and good, but the sooner you do it, the better off we will be. So,
yep.
You know, get out there. If you're on the fence about it, come on our side of the fence. Figure it out, because the other side of the fence isn't going to be so good.
Well, I always love, too, when people see something that's wrong. And they've known that it's wrong, but they've never really been able to articulate it,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong. They know on a base level this isn't right.
They know, they feel it in their gut. They know in their mind that something's wrong, but how do they wrap their head around it?
Yeah, and now you're watching that the transformation from that just that basic moral, wait a minute, to, well, this is wrong because blah, 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 blah,
exactly.
Blah, 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 blah. And by the way, we figured that out in England before we ever came to America.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah,
yeah,
get them.
You're on it. You're on it.
So, yeah, that is. That's, you know, very exciting. And it's a lot of fun compared to some of the drudgery and the trudge that we've had to go through and the grinding and grinding and grinding away. You know, it almost reminds me of the Continental Railroad being built, and we're working from the California side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we made a good clip, then we hit the Sierra Nevadas, and sometimes it was inches of a day, and sometimes it was miles of a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're at the top of the crest, and we're looking down at Utah, and it's time to head for Promontory Point.
There you go.
You know, it's we're going to be making up some real speed here real fast.
Well, I'm hopeful because, again, we have some wonderful people in the movement that have always been there. We have wonderful people coming on board, and we have wonderful people yet to come on board.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we're inclusive, which we are.
Absolutely.
We are making sure that we ask people to participate or just encourage them to do it. Give them the information, share website information, share pamphlets if you have those. Just have dialogue with people. And don't be afraid of a little bit of confrontation. Sometimes the confrontation can turn into being a wonderful thing in a positive way, as long as it's handled positively. I know that, you know, people say, hey, I like your shirt. Hey, I like yours too, or whatever. Or, do you know what it's all about? Well, I think you do. Okay, well, take 2 minutes out of your day, have a little bit of dialogue, and guess what? You've got you got another patriot on the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let them know where to go for the information. Just go to SOJ51.net. If you don't have anything in your possession, just tell them that. They can get started by that. They can go to their own specific county committees. They can get online and get going that way and participate. And it's the best thing we can do is to share the information, get the information out there. Heck, we've got a lot of high school kids, junior high kids that know what's going on. We want them involved as well. So it's all about them, and it's for them. Yes, we're going to hopefully reap some of the benefit of it, but it is truly for the kids, because what are we doing if we're not making it better for them to be able to live their lives in Jefferson and or their family, you know, future family lives as well? So
absolutely,
we have to keep it better, because I'd rather die trying than not have ever attempted it at all.
Yeah, and we are, at the end of the day, doing this for everybody.
Right.
You know, there are some arguments that we're not going to go there and we're not supportive of, and we won't deal with. If it's contrary to the Constitution, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the law of the land. That's what we're fighting to defend. If it's stick it out with California, double down on the failure and help to tie your own noose, forget it.
Mm-mm.
We're done with that argument.
Not
as
happening.
Well. But outside of those couple of things, let's talk.
Yeah.
We're open to it.
Yeah.
You know, we probably are the biggest supporters of liberty and freedom, and you should have the ability to live your life as you deem fit.
That's right.
You know, I always go back to the old saying I got as a kid, whatever floats your boat as long as it doesn't sink mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, as long as we maintain that attitude and that thought process, we're going to be okay, and we're going to be a strong and healthy and vibrant state. You know, a lot of what made California strong was its diversity, mm-hmm. was its different opinions, and everybody at the same table discussing and coming to a compromise that worked for everybody. That diversity, even though the enemy preaches about it over and over, has been broken.
Right.
They don't desire diversity. They don't desire open intercourse and dialogue. They want it their way and only their way, and everybody else needs to shut up and sit down.
That's right. It's all about mono.
Mm-hmm.
Mono party. Mono mono thoughts.
Yeah.
Mono way of doing things. It's not inclusion.
And it's communism.
That's right.
It's California has become a communistic system and is sliding farther and farther every day into totalitarianism.
It is.
Hey, let's just be honest about it.
Yes.
And it has to stop. The attack on our economics, you know, they're committing economic warfare against us, have been for 30, 40 years now.
Yeah.
And it's really come home to roost. They've been hitting us on a number of things. We'll talk about that, but we do have to get off to our break here. And you can give us a call at 530-605-4567.
that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on.
Yeah.
We're moving on up.
Let's roll those moving bands and get it done.
Get her done, boys and girls.
Well, we got to get it done because every day that we wait, it gets worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse.
It does.
And it's a deeper hole to shovel out of, you know. We do have to understand that there is a window of opportunity to get into the lifeboat and paddle away, because sooner or later the ship's going to be gone and we're going to be floating in the water with everybody else going, oh, man. Maybe that lifeboat was a good idea.
Exactly. Well, one way people can participate, even if they can't physically do anything, you can write a check if you want. And you can make it out to SOJ Formation, and you can mail it to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. Again, that's P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. And if you want to participate in that way, we greatly receive your money to help pay for the legal fees, which we will endure and have to pay. So, you know, if it's a one-time deal for you, great. Or if you want to do it on a regular basis, that's appreciated too. So however you want to do it and whatever amount you want to send, we appreciate it. Keeping in mind, it is a true donation. It is not tax deductible. We are a 501c4, and we elected to go to a c4 so that we didn't have to turn your name into the feds. And so that's why we do it this way. So, again, SOJ Formation is who you want to make the check out to and who you want to mail it to.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of raising funds, how did things go at Shameless? I, unfortunately, was not able to make it, but we had an event down at Shameless O'Leary's.
We did, down at Shameless O'Leary's down here on California Street on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., that was the actual time of the function. It went great. People came in for their lunch. lunch hours and throughout the course of the day, and then came back for the evening hours for dinner and cocktails, and it was well received. We had a great auction and a raffle, if you will. Not auction, it was raffle. And people got to participate in 20 different packages that we had. We had so many donations. The crew, Jan and the others, put this the raffle together. They combined a few of them to make them all balanced in value as best they could, and it worked out really, really well. We had some wonderful businesses donating merchandise, gift cards, product, you know, cash value, whatever it may be, they or services. They put all that together, and it worked out really well. It was well received. It was fun, and Chris down at Shameless was our raffle auctioneer, if you want to call him that, and he likes the microphone. So it was pretty fun. He was very entertaining, and it was fun. It was well-received, and people that were there at the time during that time, because you didn't have to be there, be present to win, and that was the beauty of it, too. People would come in, they could buy tickets, and, you know, whether they're going to come back or not, you know, it was on them. But there were quite a few people there when the auction or raffle actually went down, and it was pretty fun, and it was fun to see the interaction of him with the public and how that was all going out. But it was really well done.
Good.
And hats off to Jan for putting that together and executing everything. She had that planned out very well. And to the crew, Sally and the rest of the gang that did the decorations with the flags and all the other good stuff, Jefferson. And we also had a live remote with Patrick. Oh my gosh, I just went brain dead. Han from 97, Q97. He was
Billy and Patrick.
Billy and Patrick, but it was Patrick.
Patrick.
And he was doing the live remote outside.
Is Patrick now a dedicated Jeffersonian?
I'm thinking he's come that direction, yeah. I mean, he didn't have he had information, but he got a lot more information. So I think he's there.
Yeah.
And he believes in everything we talked about. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when he did his live remote, he was talking about it. So he's there. He's getting there. It was good to see the growth. And he and his young friend, the gal that was setting up everything for them, I can't remember her name, and I apologize, but she was doing it out there in that 110-plus temperatures facing direct west.
Yeah, face-melting weather.
Oh, my gosh, it was awful. I felt so sorry for her, but they were out there. They were troopers. They had their canopy up, and it was at least they were out of the direct sun, but it was still hotter than blazes, you know, when they were out there doing it.
Yeah.
And they did a dynamite job for us.
Well, fantastic.
So kudos to them for helping us out and getting it going. And so the first one was very successful, so we'll plan future events, and hopefully we'll have some, you know, here and there, and just kind of have to keep your eyes and ears open to see where we show up.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I was off the reservation that day. Well, I was on a reservation, just not mine.
there you go.
So, I'm glad to hear that everything went well. And, you know, again, thank you, Jan, for everything. And I know she did an amazing job organizing raffle items and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, thanks to the guys down at Shameless for reaching out and making that a possibility. And we hope to replicate that with other businesses.
Yeah, well, and the beauty of that was, too, like, Glenn is one of our troopers, you know, that meets with us weekly and does all the work and whatnot, and he's out there getting signatures and whatnot. His son-in-law is one of the boys that owns Shameless.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said, hey, can we have an event here? And he talked to us about it. He said, would you guys want to do that? I said, we'll find out and see if they'll let us. And sure enough, it all worked out. So,
yeah. With that, we've got Round Mountain Bob on the line.
Hey,
Bob, are you there?
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, we're here. How we doing, Rob and Wynn?
Good.
You know, I called to make sure that you guys would bring this up about Shameless O'Leary's, and you did. And, you know, I believe we had a very, very good time. And I personally, and I hope everybody else would, like to tell Shameless O'Leary's that we really appreciate what they did and that they stepped up. And hope that other businesses may do the same to help our cause. And another thing is, I think we ought to let people know to get out and see that Dinesh D'Souza movie about Clinton's America or Hillary's America. I'll tell you, if that don't shake you up, nothing in this world will.
You're right, Bob. That was a good movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we went as a group. That was great.
Put things right where they belong.
Yep.
So, but I wanted to thank Shameless O'Leary's and all the help we got from everybody, because it was very much appreciated. and I think we had a pretty good turnout, and so hope the next one even goes better.
Well, thank you, Bob. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and with that, we better get off to our next break here at the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things about California, the 1500, that's right, that's 1500 pieces of legislation that are currently floating around the California legislature that they're hoping to cram in before the end of session. And we'll also be discussing the fact that the heads of CalPERS has just admitted that the fund is insolvent and they've been defrauding the investors. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Well, welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, and I'm sorry if Marvin Gaye doesn't put a smile on your face. You're probably dead inside.
So, gotta have a little uplifting, fun music.
You do. There ain't no mountain high enough, and there ain't no valley low enough.
That's right.
We're going under it, we're going over it, we're going around it, and we're going through it.
We're going through it. And we got it covered there with the high mountains and the low valleys, you know, throughout Jefferson.
You remember the guy back in El Dorado County that said, why would you want to leave California? All the mountains and the beaches and the beautiful oceans, like, what, we become the state of Jefferson and the mountains, like, pick up and leave? What are you talking about?
Put it on a big old movie, man, and off we go.
Yeah, it's just going to be flat.
We're going to have a mobile state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the fun, goofy stuff that we've been hit with over the last couple of years, you know, like the farmers. Why are the farmers so upset? Why can't they go down to the grocery store and just buy food like everybody else?
Yeah, it makes you kind of go, what?
Oh, public school, huh?
Do you know, no, those are the Keep It California. Those are the Keep It California folks.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to raise the awareness. I believe that's who those were.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. That's just my own personal thought.
Well, you do have to consider the intelligence level. So, but, yeah, moving on. One of the things I've been working on is trying to compile a list and identify the worst of the worst of the legislation that they're going to try and ram down us here in California during the end of this legislative session. Unfortunately, there are over 1,500 pieces of legislation floating around in Sacramento. Now, those that listen to the show know that last year the state of California managed to pass over 900 new laws. Mm-hmm. Well, they got another 1,500 that they're considering kicking around. And if all of those go through, that's 2,600 new laws in 2 years.
Now, is that just to justify their $174,000 year salary?
Is that some of it?
I mean, so that they can stay employed, they keep passing these things. So when they go to run their campaign again, they can say, well, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I passed X amount of laws, or got them introduced, yada, yada.
I don't know. Do they have like a secret scorecard?
I'm sure they do.
Like, if you pass at least 15 laws a year, you get a gold card to the cool bathroom, or, you know, what is it?
They get on certain committees if they do that, you know, because they're able to push all that garbage through.
I don't think the state of Jefferson sees the need to pass over 900 laws ever. I don't think we need to be anywhere near that.
No.
Not even close.
Number one, if it ain't right, don't do it. That works.
If we do our job correctly, we should be able to follow most of our stuff under constitutional precept. And somebody goes, hey, I think we need a law. We go right back to the Constitution and go, ah, that's already kind of covered.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So.
Yeah. No matter how you write it, it's covered.
But there is more gun goodies.
Oh, of course.
Floating around. The one that's particularly terrifying me is California wants to set up its own state version of Social Security. Where you as a worker will face a state tax that goes into a quote-unquote retirement fund that the state will pay back to you upon retirement age. What they're not really telling you is that they're trying to do that to suck private funds in to float their own ability to pay their workers for their retirement packages, because CalPERS, mm-hmm. as we've been saying over and over and over and over,
yep.
is dead.
Yep.
The state employees' pension funds are gone. They're not there.
So, okay, all the people that are currently working and contributing to CalPERS,
need
to stop it immediately. They truly do. They need to just say, you know, I'm done. Don't put my money into CalPERS. Fight with the government agency that you're going to be dealing with, but raise hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I quit my government job and cashed out CalPERS. I cashed out my 20-plus years of government service that I had saved up there, and I put it into a self-directed IRA and into other
yeah.
stuff. So, and I'm in control of that. The government and CalPERS are not.
Well, that's
scares me for everybody that I know. There are a lot of good people. Well, everybody that's contributed to it, no matter what standing they have, status they
yeah.
have, they need not be victimized by California. And that's
yeah.
exactly what's happening.
And at the problem is, you know, and we've been beating the drum on this for almost 3 years now, trying mm-hmm. to tell everybody this is what's coming with CalPERS. We've looked at the numbers. They're insolvent.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, oh, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, 4:55 Friday, a flash came across.
4:55 p.m.
Yeah, 4:55 p.m.
Okay.
Right before close on Friday.
Of course.
The flash came across that the heads of CalPERS have admitted they are insolvent and they have been defrauding investors.
Okay, it's one thing to admit you're insolvent. It's another to say you've been defrauding investors. And but that packaged together, that sounds criminal to me.
It is extremely criminal.
And it sounds like somebody should be swinging from a short rope tall tree.
They should.
Or being lined up to be swinging.
And having their bonuses seized and
everything
their packages seized.
Everything.
Things like that.
They don't get to keep their three houses elsewhere.
We've watched a lot of the shakeout over the last couple of months because other people have finally turned the spotlight on CalPERS. The next one that's coming is CalSTRS.
Yes.
You know, we've heard a lot of, oh, well, I'm in CalSTRS. We're okay. No, you're not. No.
You're next.
You're next. Actually, they're first, I think.
Because they're smaller.
Yeah, and they're in worse shape.
And they're in worse shape.
And, yep. You know, we've been preaching it and preaching it. And there was an independent study out of Stanford that has really brought a lot of this and forced them to admit what's going on. And the Stanford study backed up our numbers every time. It's like, yeah, we knew that. Yeah, we knew that. Yeah, we knew that. And they have been over-evaluating their actuaries. They kept the value of their stock investments, their mortgage-funded backing and things like that. They maintained the value on the books of what they were in 2008. Not one of those properties has the value that it did in 2008. Okay? The value of their sovereign debt investments, not one of them has the value that it had in 2008. Their energy portfolios, they were invested in coal and all these other different energy resources, which was floating CalPERS, barely. They have been forced out of by the United Nations, by Jerry Brown and the gang Green. So the one thing that they did have going for them, they've been forced to divest from and invest into these boondoggles of green energy and things like that. It has buried CalPERS. They've been forced to admit the reality of missing what they call the blended glide path of where, okay, if we hit this amount of interest rate a year for this many years, we'll be funded, we're okay. They have never hit that target.
So are they way below that target?
Oh, way.
Like?
they needed 7.25%. To maintain every year.
Okay.
They have failed to hit that mark every year, but what they did on their books is go, oh, well, yeah, we did okay. We just need, next year to hit 7.25%, but by the way, 10 years down the road, now instead of 7.25%, we need 11% interest because we missed it. So they've just been pushing the deferment off and off and off until it's this astronomical number that they will never see.
We need to hit 100%.
Yeah. And this year, now that the Stanford report has shined the light on it and they've been forced to tell the truth, they initially said, oh, yeah, we hit our 7.25%. We're fine. We're on the blended glide path. Well, the true numbers actually show that they lost billions of dollars, and they actually suffered a 2.8% retraction. They missed their target number by almost 10%.
Oh, so not even at zero. They're negative.
They're negative.
Oh.
They're done.
Holy smoke, no. That's awful.
With that, we have Nick in Reading.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
There's an entity in our community that I'd like to see everybody help go insolvent, and that's the Record Searchlight, our local liberal rag. I submitted a letter to the editor I'd like to read to you that they refused to publish because they're for the half-cent sales tax. Here's my letter. The voters need to realize that the half-cent sales tax hike will end up going to Reading's unfunded CalPERS retirement liabilities. Right now, as we speak, the taxpayers are paying 49% for police and fire CalPERS retirement. These figures do not include health or other costs, just retirement costs. For every $100 paid in salary, $49 more is paid to CalPERS, and it will soon go up to 59% and stay there for 20 years. That is how they plan on paying their debt service off. For other Reading Public Services, the number is 44% to go up to 54% and stay there for 20 years. Now, I got these figures from Gary Cadd. If Reading didn't have these unfunded liabilities, the pension rate would be about 35%. I'm not saying these public servants are doing a poor job. They do a wonderful job for the most part. I'm just saying this is what it's costing us as a result of poor leadership. By the way, the CalPERS liability must, by law, be paid first. So if you think the funds for the sales tax hike is going to fund new positions or programs, in my opinion, you are mistaken. Now, I submitted this letter a month and a half ago, and Carol Ferguson was going to check on my figures. First, she gave me the excuse that I had already had a letter this month, and they only allow you one a month. But her liberal friends, they seem to get have more than one a month. And one guy named Larry Russell, he had three letters in a week and a half. Anita Brady, she's had three in 1 month, and it's just frustrating as heck. So now I'm kicked off Reading.com. And the reason is there was a gal in there, and she called me a liar. She was she and a couple other guys keep telling everybody what a liar Donald Trump is. So I got on there and I cornered him. Give me one lie Donald Trump has said. And you know what? They can't do it. They refer me to websites, which is actually just AstroTurf, political sites that the left puts up there to send out false information and debunk and make Trump look bad. They could not, in their own words, name one. Finally, this gal comes out and says that Donald Trump lied about his student deferment to get out of the draft. So I Googled it, and sure enough, Donald Trump had a deferment to get out of the draft, two or three of them. And when he got out of college, he was okay to go in the draft. And then they made him 4F because he had, I think it was bone spurs, it was a physical disability. I copied and pasted that and sent that to her, and she told me I was a bigger liar than Hillary Clinton. You can prove that their statements are false. So when I replied, I insinuated that a dirty word that she was. I didn't spell it out. And Carol Ferguson kicked me off the site.
Well, my...
You know, these guys here, they use foul language, and they're liberals, and that doesn't seem to make any difference. They'll say for one, and this is in today's Record Searchlight, S*T. Well, you know what that's supposed to mean. And I didn't do anything different from that, but old Carol kicked me off permanently.
Well, Nick,
so I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to cancel your subscription to our liberal rag because it just prints one side of the story. The reason you don't hear anything about the opposition to the sales tax is they're for it. And it's
well, they are for it because all of their friends are on the hook without that sales tax. And to be perfectly honest, that half-cent sales tax, that's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, and I'm well aware of Gary Cad's numbers, and, you know, my apologies to Gary, but he's not even close, because his numbers are on the assumption that CalPERS numbers are true and factual, and in fact the fund is solvent. It is not solvent. It is nowhere near solvent, and if you look at the true actuaries and the true interest rates that CalPERS has collected over the last decade, they are nowhere near their target margins that they say they are. And at the end of the day, the fine print on the contract says that the local municipalities will become liable for the unfunded liabilities of the pensions they carry. And the true exposure to the city of Reading is not 44%. It is 386% of payroll. When CalPERS folds up and goes the way of the dodo, which is happening, the city of Reading is on the hook for all of our retirees, and that's 386% of payroll.
Let me point something else out. I looked this up a couple of months ago, and you were absolutely right about CalSTRS. CalSTRS is more underfunded than CalPERS. And these people are living, I call government employees and educational people the new royalty class of America. You know, they're getting lavish pensions. And they did a poor job, especially the teachers. Google a 8th grade exit exam for 1900. And you know what? There's college graduates that couldn't pass that. They have done such a piss-poor job that we should cut off all their benefits right now.
California, anyway, fixed that. California.
I'm going to go, but I'm encouraging everybody to just drop your subscription to that rag. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They're double standards.
Yeah, I've disengaged with the record shirts like to the point I don't even acknowledge their existence anymore.
Well, I've lived around here all my life, and I like to see the obituaries. But that's the end of that.
I won't wrap
Have
my fish with
day,
it.
Have a great day, fellas.
Yeah, and, you know, to address the thing about exit exams, that's not a worry in California anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, California passed a law. You no longer are required to pass the exit exam to graduate from high school, so who cares?
Yeah, as long as you serve the days because they're getting the money.
There you go.
That's what it boils down to. They don't care about the education part of it. They are caring about your attendance.
Butts in the seat.
Butt in the seat is a dollar in the coffer, and that's what it boils down to.
You can leave the most ignorant person on the face of the earth, and they don't care as long as your butt was in that seat. With that, we got to get off to our last quick break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The buzz in my head. Hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's
translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
Even when the day comes, 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 I'll be ready when the day comes.
I'm ready for war. I'm ready for action, now watch me kick in the door. But what if the day comes when we go from sun to moon soon? Who can I run to, run to, run to? Will you be loyal, will you be true when I need you? Say, climb these streets and I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation. Like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon. Trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes, even when the day comes, even when the day comes, even when the day comes.
Yeah, we're sitting here laughing about stuff in the chat room. People are talking about the movie Idiocracy. If you guys have never seen the movie Idiocracy, I urge you to go see it. It would be hilarious if it wasn't terrifying to the fact that that practically is America now. You know, Brando, the thirst mutilator. All right. Well, we're here for the last couple of minutes for Jefferson State of Mind, and you guys are all welcome to hang out as we roll it right into Sovereign Minds after this. We've got a great lineup of guests and a bunch of stuff that we're going to be talking about. It's been a busy, busy week in the world. But for us in Jefferson, we're busy as well. We're sitting here. Our committees are up and going. Our constitutional committee's going. Our public safety committee's up and going. The legislative assembly is being formed and elected as we speak. We have a great many things. We have 17 new committees now.
Yep.
That are getting going to push the state of Jefferson forward. And you know, for all those people that keep saying, "Oh, it'll never happen," it's happening.
It's
right
happening
in front of your face. It's been happening for 3 years. We're winning. We
yes.
continue to win every day, every day.
Yep.
And we've faced some setbacks, but we've overcome every one of them, and we continue to march on. And again, we told you, we're not asking permission.
That's right.
We're doing California the courtesy of informing them of our departure. We're done.
Well, and I know people are probably tired of hearing about it, but I'm going to do another plug. We need the money to fund the legal case. We absolutely need the mm-hmm. money. That is huge. It's paramount to what we're doing. We have to have the money. So please contribute as much or as little as you can on a regular basis, one-time deal, whatever you feel in your heart that is worthy. And the thing is, we all are going to be paying one way or the
skip
other.
Skip a Starbucks a month.
There you
and
go.
Send it to the state of Jefferson. Starbucks is communists anyways.
Yeah.
They don't want your gun in there. They don't want your conservative values in there. Why should they get your money?
There you go.
Besides, Dutch Brothers is way better.
There you go. That's locally owned and grown.
Yeah, locally owned and grown and good stuff. And the good, solid patriot family, too,
yes.
Dutch Brothers.
Yes.
They're good people.
Now, with the funding for Jefferson, not for the funding, but for the legal case, we do need over $1 million to make this happen. And $1 million is going to take everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got skin in the game. People say, well, how can I contribute or how can I do this or that? Go to our SOJ51.net website, and on there it gives you the mailing address for the checks, and then also it gives you a link to PayPal, and you can do a PayPal account as well. And we're hoping that people step up and contribute, so do as much or as little as you like.
And we do have the new fundraising committee that's getting their feet under it.
Yep.
There are some fantastic people on that thing.
Great ideas.
Great ideas already up and going. We're going to take care of ourselves.
Yes, we are.
It's who we are as North Staters. We've always come together. We've always been a community. Even when we're fighting with each other, you pick a fight with one of us, you got all of us.
That's right.
So, until then, we'll see you next Sunday for Jefferson State of Mind. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds with Mark Kent, myself, Linda Kent, and we'll see you in a couple more minutes.
Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
It was ISIS behind that machete attack on two policewomen in Belgium yesterday. The Muslim terrorist group claiming responsibility via Twitter this morning. The attacker was killed. One of the police suffered serious wounds to the face. Heavy rain and flooding coming to northern Florida today, up to 15 inches from Pensacola to Tampa.
As far as rainfall amounts go, river rises and areas of flash flooding are not out of the question, and that could definitely impact travel along roadways, among other things.
Justin Pullen of the National Weather Service, state emergency officials are warning residents to be ready. The United States is on track to reach President Obama's target of 10,000 Syrian refugees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's now likely the Obama administration will hit its goal of admitting 10,000 Syrian